Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up! It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.
Candace Carey, your host, your co-host.
I ain't no question about it. Where you at, Candace?
I'm at your front door, sir. I'm in Miami, Florida. Yeah,
you're
I'm on
Miami,
the line.
Florida.
I'm. Yes, I'm in Miami. Loving
okay,
it.
You know, we're
going to
talk
what's
about
what's going on in Chicago.
We're going to talk about quite a few things, but again, I want to mention, I think we might have mentioned it last week, that Mike Bloomberg alone gave $100 million for the Biden campaign just to win Florida, and they didn't win it, you know. So we're going to talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, what about that? What about it? You know, where we stand with that? But here in Chicago, it's cold and dreary today, you know, and the wind is out of sight. I mean, you know, Chicago is called the Windy City. But a lot of people think you're called the Windy City because of the fact that the wind blows so hard here. But the real deal is Chicago is called the Windy City because of the politicians we had back in the day. And, oh, man, speaking of politicians, why did I bring that up? Listen, I sent a special text out to the mayor tonight because I told the mayor I need to holler at you. You know, it's just like that. Now I need to holler at you, you know. This marijuana situation, they were going to lay off over 100-some city workers due to the budget crisis. You understand what I'm saying? And lo and behold, they sold so much weed this month, they don't have to lay them off. That's kind of money they're getting. Mm-hmm. If black folks ain't getting none of them. But listen, let's see who we got on our show tonight. How about Mr. Bradley? Bradley, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Okay, who we got? Who we got?
Callers, if you want to say something, press 1. Mr. Bradley, if you're on the air, welcome to the show. And until then, we'll just keep talking. So tell me about what's going on.
Well, let me see here. Have we got Mr. Fred Carter on the line? Fred.
Listeners, if you can put mute on your phone. Yeah. Fred Carter, if you're on the line.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's early. It's early and it's Sunday, and, you know, maybe he'll get here. They'll call
okay.
And
we'll
put him
on. Okay. While we got a minute, let me give him some game here on this presidential situation. You know, one of the reasons, you know, Donald Trump can play, straight out play. Okay, he got his card in the library. First of all, he stacked. Are you with me?
I'm listening, yeah. I'm with
you. I was saying that he stacked the Supreme Court with his people. Down south, we learned early that it's a pool red ain't got but one hole. So he stacked the Supreme Court with all his people. And then on top of that, he has not conceded to the losing of the presidential race, because as long as he doesn't concede, he can raise money. I think it was 72 million people voted for this man, okay? So if he get a dollar from each one of them, that's 72 million. Okay? So it's a matter of everything boils down to economics, but, you know, according to the rules of the game, I want to know what did Joe Biden promise black people if he wins the election? What does he promise us? I know Obama promised us some things, but I also remember that Dr. King said that America had written the black man a blank check that had come back insufficient fund. You know, so what do we get out of this? You know, what promises were made to our communities to make sure that we create an economic engine? You know, these are the things that I'm asking about. Listen, is Rita on the line yet? I'm waiting to hear.
Well, you know what? Let me see. But I can speak on that. I can speak on Rita, if you're on the line. Mr. Blake, are you on the line? Okay. Well, while we wait on them, though, to answer your question, I'll try to answer it. But from what I learned was they are. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me mute them. Okay. So, I mean, from what I heard, that they are offering free tuition to any private, public HBCU. University, but you have to have an income less than $120,000 a year. Also,
okay.
It's free.
Now,
free
what money,
year,
what
free
money was given
college.
To what money was given college. To HBU?
HBCU, they're receiving
HBCU. And I'm talking about $70 billion.
Also, a $15,000 credit for closing on first-time home buyers, and $150 billion for CDFI small businesses.
And that was given by who to who?
That was pledged to the community, our community, from Harris, Vice President Harris.
Okay. Now, how close is that to sounding like reparations, something we need to get a serious conversation about, reparations?
It's close, but it's a start. You know, like Jesse Jackson said when he ran for president in 1972, we got to start somewhere. It's a start, but I would like to see a monthly stipend, and I would like to see some land. We need to start with security, home security, and land ownership first. Because without being secure and having a place of our own and our own land that we can call our own, other than Africa, the money and colleges and all this other stuff, it'll help. But how are you going to concentrate and focus and go into school when you're worried about where you're going to live?
Okay.
You know?
Well, you know, that's a situation. Go ahead, Armin.
Yeah, I mean, it's a start, but I would like to see land that was promised to us. It was 40 acres and a mule. I'm not asking for 40 acres or a mule, but at least 1 acre per African descendant of slaves. And the question is now, well, how are we going to find out who deserves it or who was an African descendant of slave? And I think then we need to start finding some birth certificates and seeing, well, what does it say? Does it say Negro, colored? You know, my mother's birth certificate has colored on it. My great-grandmother, her grandmother's birth certificate has Negro. And that's a start.
Okay.
Another question is, should we tax it? So anyway, go ahead.
We've been quite a few names in these last few generations, you know. But my thing here again, baby, if they're not creating an economic engine, you know, if they're not teaching these people how to build and how to invest and manage money, you know, you start at an early age with that. You know, I don't even know if kids get allowances anymore. But back in the days, By me having to catch the bus, I got a $15 a week allowance. That's for me to go to school, eat lunch, the whole nine yards. So you learn early in life how to handle and budget money. You know, money's supposed to be made, not it make you. You got to know how to handle money, you know. So giving these people these cash reparations, I have a problem with that, if that's what they're talking about.
Well, I think also mental health, because being poor is trauma. That's a trauma-inducing situation, poverty. So I think mental health should come along with that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something about you being down there in Florida. How is your political arena on the racial side? What percentage of your council is black and white?
It depends on the community. I mean, I'm living in the suburbs right now, and it's west. It's close to the Everglades or whatever, the west side. But I think if you go towards Miami, which is only 10-15 minutes on the south side, closer east, then you have a lot of, it's 70% Hispanic now. It wasn't like that before. Most of the Americans have moved to Georgia. And
is
so
that, right?
Okay. They left.
Let's find out, is Miss Latifah on the phone? I was waiting to hear from her. She was a guest of ours.
Miss Latifah, are you on the phone? Miss Naomi Latifah, welcome. Am I pronouncing her last name right? Miss Naomi? Okay, not yet. But,
okay.
You know, most of the African Americans, they've gone to Georgia, D.C., and now it's predominantly Hispanic and Haitian and Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
Caribbean, yeah.
Okay.
And
so
you see them in office. You see them in office. See, a lot of the offices are completely stacked with Hispanics or a few foreigners.
Okay.
You know, up here we had. Does that answer the question? Anyway. So, yeah, things have changed. We're looking for, you know, the African Americans to come home, to come back. It doesn't make sense to run and give up our land like that or going to Africa. What do you think about, you know, the Africa diaspora going back to Ghana?
No, it's not going to happen like that. You know, back in the days, we sang a song, "This is my land, this is your land, this is my land." Hey, baby, let's find out if Wes is on the phone. I want to get a chance to talk with Wes if he's on the line. You know, one of the things that people don't know. Huh?
I think he is. Wes, welcome. You on the line? Robert Wes?
Okay, he's calling from California.
Yeah. Robert West, you on the line? Okay.
All right. Hey, give me a moment. Let's go to a commercial break there.
Are you experiencing hair thinning at the hairline or balding edges due to waves, weaves, or protective styles? Then the Good to Grow Edge Resuscitator is for you. Good to Grow's complete hair growth system strengthens the hair from the follicle, stops breakage, promotes thicker, fuller, and healthier looking hair. Good to Grow helps repair existing damage and protects against new damage from styling. Good to Grow works underneath wigs and weaves to nourish and soothe dry and itchy scalp. Good to Grow's all natural ingredients for men, women, children, relaxed or naturals, all hair types and styles. Get Good to Grow today at goodtogrow.com. That's good, the number 2, GRO.com.
right then.
Hey, what's up now?
Wake up. It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.
Hear your opinion on Stacey Abrams. She's rising in the Democratic arena, flipping the state blue that was red. What do you know about her, you personally, yourself?
Not too much. Not much about her. I know she ran and she lost by only 54,000 votes when she ran for governor. And she ran a heck of an initiative during the election this year to help. Is Georgia blue? It's blue, right?
Yeah, she turned the state blue. It was red. It's been red since Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now who are some of the people you think that Biden may take in his cabinet?
What'd you say?
Who are some of the people you think that Biden may take in his cabinet? As he set up his cabinet, is there a place for Michelle Obama? Is there a place for Stacey Abrams? Is there a place right here out of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, which we've been getting a lot of pushback on? A lot of people saying that's the last person they want to be up there. So, but he brings a lot of money. As a matter of fact, his brother is on the search committee for his cabinet. So that's another situation. Is there anybody you know that may be of asset to, and what about Michelle Obama? What you think?
I think I love her. Yes, Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm. And what area do you think she should be put in?
I don't know. I don't know. She needs to be in the office. She needs to be in the House, you know, part of chief of staff or running something. I really don't know what I know she studied law, so I just think having her there as counsel or being a part of, you know, administration any way that she can would be a plus, a huge help, would be valuable for, you know, for the United States and the world. So yeah, I think Stacey Abrams would be good. They need to put you up there. Me?
Oh, girl, please. Yeah, you know, I did send the mayor a message.
Vice President.
Yeah, in charge of making people get along with one another. You know, these rappers, I wish these rappers, you know, they're all young geniuses. And we had another young fellow get killed in Atlanta, I believe, this past week. These are all highly talented young boys who are getting a lot of money. And, you know, they just need to bring peace to each other, you know. Stop the beef. Somebody be in the middle and talk things out with them and start buying up some of this land. You know, you said a magic situation is that we need to buy up some of this land. Chicago in particular is it has a lot of land that's available. Okay. All right. Ms. Latif is calling the wrong number, I believe. Now, see if you can go back and get her for me, Candace. Naomi?
Naomi?
Yeah.
What number do you have? It's
563-999-3425.
Okay, it's 9-1-1-3, so keep that in mind. 563-999-3425.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, y'all got a big old screen now. Wow.
Naomi. Okay. Hi, Naomi. Welcome to the show. Miss Naomi, if you're on the line, welcome to the show.
Anybody else want to make chicken?
No.
All right.
We got the last table. We have a city here in Illinois called Pembroke, Illinois, and I was going to have this guy on, Fred Carter. He lives in Pembroke, and Pembroke is a southern part of Illinois, really a poor farm town, to be honest. But the land is owned by black people, and right now they're selling vegetables, and they're trying to get into the restaurant market here in Chicago with their vegetables and everything, but I really would like to see them move into this marijuana situation due to the fact that the Illinois law says that any marijuana that's sold in these dispensaries has to be grown in Illinois. And I know they've been selling okra and cabbages all their life and may not even look on marijuana, but we talk about an economic situation here. We're talking about a town that's a farm town, you know, that could create an economic engine for them, you know. So Mr. Fred Carter is going to be on with us.
What's the percentage of Africans that own, that won the bid to distribute marijuana in Chicago?
Say it again, baby.
African-American, what's the percentage of African-Americans that won the bid, you know, the license?
Ain't no percentage. You didn't hear me. Ain't no percentage. No mm-hmm. black in Chicago have a dispensary. Yeah, no
Got
black
it.
In Chicago has a dispensary. It's okay for us to buy it, but we can't sell it. Okay?
Yeah, but that's our commodity, too,
And listen, X amount of this money that is sold would be marijuana sales, X amount of it has to go to the law department to lock up those that are illegally selling it, you know. So, you know, it just we just cut out of it altogether. We don't have an economic engine. We don't have no base. And I'd be trying to tell people, get you some power. But power will make the money. But you need power, you know, to do some of the things here.
I mean, who's over that? Who's over the licensing? The state,
well,
right?
It was
so
supposed
it's the
to, you know, don't forget God said if he find one fair person, he'll save the world. Somewhere something happens along the way with this greed that gets into people when they get a certain power position or a certain monetary position where their character is sold, you know, and that's what happened, and we get left out of it. But then again, we don't ask for none, you know. I mean, just to show you the arrogance of the situation, Joe Biden never even put a ground crew in Chicago. I don't even know where they opened up an office anywhere here. They just took the black vote for granted, and that's what we did. We delivered for them just like that. I think 98% of the black women voted for Biden, 80% of black men voted for Biden, you know, but on the way, he promised them nothing. Don't forget, Harriet Tubman said that I could have saved 1,000 more slaves if they only knew they were slaves. So, you know, people reach a certain plateau, and that's where they want to be, and they don't anticipate that they should own something, that they should be driving up in their cleaners and their barbecue houses and their restaurants and their executive offices to be in our community, live entertainment. But it's not happening. It's not going on. As a matter of fact, we're in a lockdown here in Chicago right now, starting tomorrow, where the mayor is asking everyone, she's asking, but you heard what the word said, asking for everybody to stay home for 30 days to try to combat this pandemic, because it's raging and getting out of hand here because these people are not wearing masks. Okay? Every day I go to the restaurant trying to give masks to people that I see or whatever the case may be. It's just a lot of people don't believe in that. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get a chance to talk to Miss Naomi. And next week, we're going to talk all about, I guess it's going to be people who work in the social field, who works out there hands-on with people and find out what they feel about this and what they feel about that. Because a lot of people are just not wearing those masks. And my son-in-law has a grocery store. Sometimes I'm in there, and I watch people come in the door without their mask, and he sends them back out of there. But the deal is, they coming in there because somewhere else they go, evidently they can come in there without putting on a mask. You know, so the stores have to be more responsible for this too.
On that, let's take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you experiencing hair thinning at the hairline or balding edges due to waves, weaves, or protective styles? Then the Good to Grow Edge Resuscitator is for you. Good to Grow's complete hair growth system strengthens the hair from the follicle, stops breakage, promotes thicker, fuller, and healthier looking hair. Good to Grow helps repair existing damage and protects against new damage from styling. Good to Grow works underneath wigs and weaves to nourish and soothe dry and itchy scalp. Good to Grow's all-natural ingredients for men, women, children, relaxed or naturals, all hair types and styles. Get Good to Grow today at goodtogrow.com. That's good, the number 2, GRO.com.
Okay, so you are live listening. Well, we're live and you're live too, but you're listening to the Justice Chicago blog talk show hosted by Cliff Pierce, and I'm your girl, Candace Carey. We are sponsored by Good to Grow Hair Products, specifically Moisture Curl products, which I have used, and I am pleased to say that it's good to go. The Moisture Curl products. Whether you have kinky, curly, wavy, relaxed, or color-treated hair, Moisture Curl has the right product to clean, condition, define, and hydrate your curls. So get Moisture Curl and experience nutrient-powered moisture for visibly healthier-looking hair, available exclusively at moisturecurl.com. So tonight we are talking. Callers, if you have something to say, please press 1. On your Dow Tone phone, Ms. Naomi Latifa, we're waiting for you. And Cliff, who are your other guests?
Yeah.
We're expecting?
I was waiting on Robert West. I was waiting on Arena. I was waiting on Mr. Bradley because I wanted Mr. Bradley on the show because of the fact about this insurance. Okay. When you have a death in the family, it can decimate the family, not with just the death of the loved one, but the repercussions afterwards. You know, mama wanted me to have this lamp, and mama wanted me to have this, and insurance money go that way. And you end up with family members that end up never speaking to each other again. You know, so it's important that this is the month of where you can choose which insurance companies you want to roll with. And so this is one of the reasons why I brought Mr. Bradley on, Leviticus Bradley, I brought him on. Because I want him to talk about, you know, making your final arrangement, putting your affairs in order. I had a very good friend, Mr. Hedgeman. I talked to him every day. We rode together every day. We sit up in the restaurant every day. We called it the office. And he was a multimillionaire. And I used to ask him all the time, Mr. Hedgeman, do you have your affairs in order? Do you have your? And it turned out he passed away and he didn't have everything he owns now is for sale. You know, the city has it. But, you know, we need to do planning because we're going to die. We're born to die. So we need to kind of put those things in order so when something happens like that, everything is in place already. And once again, Mr. Carter, I was inviting him on because he was from Pembroke and these farmers and how there's all kind of programs being put together and these farmers in Pembroke need to be getting some of that money. You know, so it's a lot of things that have to be talked about. You know, we're talking about Robert West from out west. Robert is a movie producer who's producing a movie as we speak, and I invited him. But let me say this here, baby. We have to change that message about when the show actually comes on because some people in California, some people in New York and everything, and they all get thrown off as to what time the show comes on. People do not read. It's Central Standard Time. It's 6 o'clock here in Chicago. But it may be 4 o'clock somewhere, maybe 3 o'clock, you know, somewhere else, you know. But tell us about Hollywood anyway, Candace. How about you being out there in Hollywood? How hard is it for a young person today, if he wanted to go out there and try to make a career, you know, outside of this pandemic?
How hard is it? you know, that's a good question. I guess it just depends on the person, individual, and how persistent. And how bad or how much you want, you know, to make it. in Hollywood. That's all. It just depends on the individual, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, during the pandemic, you know, things slowed down. I mean, we stopped filming like everyone else. You know, that industry, you know, we caught it as far as not caught the COVID, but we felt the effects of what had happened to the commerce and what had happened to our industry. We felt it. So a lot of filming was stopped. And the ones that were filming had to go through strict guidelines. Like for me, for instance, you know, I have to stay kind of isolated because of, you know, the demands and the requests on my industry. They don't want to see me out here, you know, shaking and moving and all over, you know, because then when it comes time for me to go on the set, then I have to wait 14 days. They have to put me in a bubble and all that stuff, and that stuff takes time. And it costs money. So I have to be somewhat, you know, very cautious on where I go or, you know, if I go somewhere. And if I do, then, you know, I just, you know, be smart about it. But
are you all under quarantine?
What's that?
Are you under quarantine?
Am I under quarantine? Miami? Not yet.
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, have we got another caller on the line?
Oh, you have someone here. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good.
How you guys doing?
Great. Who we got on the line here?
This is Rob West.
Hey, Woody, what up, West? How you doing? Hey, you should have said big old homie again. I know that was you. Yeah. So Wes, give us a little rundown on you and what you're doing.
I'm currently right now working on a Netflix miniseries. I wrote two urban fiction books, a part one and a part two, called Money, Power, and Muscle, Volume 1. We started doing that. I have the project picked up and published by the largest African-American publishers in the business. So it's going to be published on 39,000 different outlets. We have e-book, audiobook, e-reader. And I felt like I wanted to give my audience a visual. So my whole team, and
okay, you're breaking up, Wes.
Wes?
Okay, we lost Wes for a minute then. Well, basically what he was saying.
I'm sorry?
Okay, come on, Wes.
Okay, Wes?
Yes. I was saying me and a couple of my associates, business associates, like Candace, Carrie, Shelly Manchin, and one of my other friends, Jay, he's one of the executive producers from ABC. We sat down and we came up with a couple of ideas, and we're moving in a positive direction right now. So we're working with Kenya. We're also working with One Shot Entertainment, and I think it's going to be a successful venture.
Okay, let me ask you this here. Do they have to be members of SAG and AFTRA to be in part of these movies?
No, they do not have to be members of SAG in order to be part of the miniseries. But what we will do is we will help them attain their SAG cards. We will help either attain a role, a B-roll, a film role, so that they can present as part of their package, as part of their bio when they want to go out and apply for either background acting or see if they can fill another role in another miniseries, something similar to what we're doing right now.
Okay, Wes, now where are you at in California?
I'm actually in Los Angeles, California right now.
Where you all filming at? Are you all filming there?
We are filming in Los Angeles, but we're starting in San Diego. The first couple of episodes will be in San Diego. And then we will be going actually to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Atlanta will be our next stops for filming.
Okay. Yes. Let me ask you this, Wes. Your business, are you open? Are you open for investors in some of these movies?
Yes, we actually are. We actually have a promotional package that we're sending around to several independent. I mean, my thing was I wanted to do this for us. You know what I mean? We have opportunities for major companies such as Coca-Cola and HBO and Vital Water and Seedless, stuff like that. We have opportunities for them to, you know, market their products in our film, product placement and all that. But I think this was more along the line in my head for the average Joe, the mom and pop, the people from
exactly,
the everyday,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, everyday way of life, to be able to market their products, their stuff on a large scale that's usually unavailable to them.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Wes. Would you be able to send me or Candace one of them packages that we can shop it for you?
I definitely can. I definitely can. And that's the other thing, is any of your viewers, they want to send in headshots or they want to audition via Zoom, they can definitely get at me on www.moneypowerandmuscle.com, or you can get at me on my Instagram, which is SoFineWes. You can inbox me, and we're always looking for fresh faces, fresh talent. And if you want to market or promote your product, man, you know, holler at me. Let's see if it fits what we're working with.
Okay. Okay. Now, Wes, you know, as a movie producer like that, you also using wardrobe people, you using makeup people, hairdresser, the whole nine yards. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, we are. We actually, we're looking for some graphic effects makeup artists right now. We do have wardrobe, we have makeup, we have barbers. Everything is independent on an independent level, but we're doing everything on a very, very grand level, on a grand scale. Mm-hmm. So we're currently looking for vendors, and we are looking for fashion designers to come sponsor, even independent fashion designers to come sponsor, because a lot of times people don't understand that when you're filming a movie or a miniseries, each actor needs to be designated a different designer, you know, and it's got to work just in the outfit changes, wardrobe changes. There's a lot that goes into that. So we're doing everything very professional. So that's also part of the package plans. You know, we can do the barter system as well. You have a product, hair, makeup, nails, or clothing that you would like to trade in order to market your product or product place your product. We're open for that as well.
Now, that's marketing. That's working together, and that's marketing. That's creative marketing. Hey, Wes, I appreciate you hollering in, my friend. You know, and keep us posted,
yes,
in that. And then when you're ready for that distribution, we got you here in Chicago. Just tell me where to go. I got a black agency in
yeah,
that movie house.
Hey, man,
okay,
really
all right.
You. All right.
My little homie.
I appreciate you, man.
All the way down. OG out.
All right. Yes, sir.
Great.
Okay, Robert, thank you.
That's
right.
Wes. He has great.
Yeah, we have Hi. Coming through. Welcome. You're on the show. Caller 3827.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm
good,
great.
Good.
Who am I speaking with?
All righty. You speaking with Shelly Mountione.
Right.
How you guys doing tonight?
I say it again. Hey, Shelly Mountione. What's going
Is
on?
Everything going according?
Huh?
I said everything's going according from what it sounds like.
Yeah, everything's
yeah,
moving real good, baby. Where you at?
You guys got good weather over there? Where you guys at?
Nah, it's dreary here in Chicago, honey. Where you at?
Oh, you know it, in San Diego.
You in San Diego?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold and dreary here. Shelly, let me ask you something, baby. If they come up with this vaccine, are you going to take it?
If they come up with the vaccine, am I going to take it?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm not really into drugs and stuff, and I've never really tried real drugs. I don't think I really want to start. That sounds very addictive. It seems like a process where it might not be a one-part step to that process. It sounds like it might be consecutive. And so if that's the case, I don't really have addictive tendencies when it comes down to pain and things like that. I kind of feel like if we're all going to be just probe as test dummies and we're just going to be the objects of what's to come in the future, the best thing probably for me is to be in the back of the line and let everyone in the front of the line tell me what it looks like up there. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not particular in running to the front of the line to be a part of this testing process. It's a testing process. You don't really know how things are going to pan out until years to come. So I might be on the back of the bus on the vaccines.
Okay, you know, the reason why I ask, because you're so influential, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to follow your lead and what you say about that.
Well, then I have a question for you.
Yes, dear.
What do you feel about Donald Trump and the way he won't leave the White House?
Well, you must have missed the show. You must have missed the show earlier because I spoke about it. As long as he doesn't declare that he's lost the race, he can keep raising money. 72 million people voted for this man. If they give him a dollar apiece, that's 72 million. They had over 2,000-3,000 people in Washington, D.C. yesterday cheering him on. Those people will give him any kind of money he wants. 72 million voted for him. How about if each one of them gave him $5? But if he declared that he'd have lost the race, they can't give him no more money. They won't give him no money because he declared he lost. But as long as he don't declare he's there, then it's a poor red ain't got but one hole because he done stacked the Supreme Court with all his people, you understand? So what do he do? He fight this thing in court till he get to the Supreme Court. When he get to the Supreme Court, he look at all them guys and say, y'all remember who gave you your job, right? They're going to say, okay, Mr. Trump, go home. Master player.
So at the end of the day, it sounds like whoever comes up with the Donald Trump movie, Candace, go ahead and write that down. She's my lawyer.
I'm your lawyer.
I think we might have to get the Ratchetville version of what Donald Trump had done to us in the White House. And in case you haven't seen Ratchetville, or you're not having the understanding of what Ratchetville is, it's about to where we become so Nebuchadnezzar. People become so, it's so all about them.
Shelly, let me interrupt you for a minute. We've got so many new viewers. Tell them who you are, first of all, and what all the things that you do.
I am the vice president of the Nick Cannon Foundation. I started off a few years back. It seemed like just with the radio, it's been about 6-7 years with Mr. Cannon. And we had taken it all the way to the Unified School District, which had given us an opportunity to award several of the youth there, sort of maybe about 8,000 to 10,000 people there. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
We had news cameras down at the Nick Cannon Foundation, the San Diego Unified School District there in Point Loma, San Diego, with Miss Candace Carey was there. News teleprompters were there, and a few people were there, and Mr. Nick Cannon. The way we came into our foundation was with mass media, and awarded several of the youth about $5,000 for their business plans and ideas and inventions. And we then took on the Jacobs Center at 404 Euclid Avenue in San Diego, California, where I had classrooms and offices of about 14, tending to people's children on a day-to-day, including weekends, which we offered a motion picture, television, movie, radio opportunity for the students who would come in on the weekends for extra time, as well as having summer schools. And so I, being the operator of that with Mr. Cannon as well as Nick, I found myself now kind of just doing a seasonal our radio shows that we have found ourselves just reaching millions and millions of viewers as the years have gone on. And now just getting through this political season and coming back in, like Candace says, full circle with Hollywood. I'm here, you know, live speaking with y'all after a lot of the things that we've been through behind the scenes. I hear Mr. West has come on with his money, power, and muscle motivation series. Candace Carey comes in with the Roku and I have Comcast, and we have Darnell. And so there are so many different folks like yourself, Cliff, who have kept this wheel going throughout the coronavirus. I'd like to say thank you. And the Zoom shows have gone very, very well. We cater to Miss Aliyah Safraz for the political season. She, what is that 52 District Chicago is her radio show. So we have been able to give birth to several radio shows throughout this time. And so my detail, as they would say, my title is not just Nick Cannon's cousin, but I am the vice president of the Nick Cannon Foundation, and I've been able to build even through times like this. So.
Okay, what are you working on right now, Candace? I mean, Shelly?
As we speak right now, I'm working with the casting call with Jay Somerville, Robert West, Labata England, Teresa, and Angela Gibson. We have been really focusing here in San Diego, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Texas, Las Vegas, if I haven't said already, in Hollywood. We have been focusing on a lot of just different types of characters and people who have very, very strong storylines to bring to our cast. We are a cast of folks, and we all have our own individual stories. So we have been casting and kind of climbing and scaling for people who have their own individuality that would like to join our cast and crew for the new seasons to come with Roku and Comcast and things like that. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. I've been sitting around and seeing who's going to be, you know, next on our roster as far as inquisitive people. Last year when I had done the Ratchetville, I had Ice-T, I had his daughter, Letitia Marrow. I've had a lot of comedians come this way. And so with Robert's film, it's a little bit more dramatic, and it's the actual series, which gives it a little more life than just an average movie. So the people that we're looking for are people who are well-traveled, well-spoken, speech-preference, linear, and then others who are well-rounded people who've experienced a lot and have found themselves resilient even through times like this. So we're looking for special, positive people, and I am the lead in that.
Now, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at Shelly, Shelly, Mansion, Mansion. Shelly Mansion is like how we like to say. I've lived in many places, many rooms, many times, and I'm sure I've been in many mansions, honey. And so if they want to remember me like that, that's absolutely fine. So it's Shelly Mansion at Facebook.com. And Vice President Cannon Foundation. So thank you for having me on your show, Cliff. And Candace, my love, have a good evening. And whomever else is on the phone tonight, Mr. West, come on. I would like to tell him congrats on his production. And Ms. Aliyah, if she was able to brief on the line tonight, I know she's a very good friend of ours out of the Chicago District as well, politician, lawyer herself. Stand-up woman. I know that she now has a sense of relief, a sign of relief, and to know that we have her back. So, Candace, you all have a good evening, and this is Cannon Media Network, Shelly Mansion.
Hey, I want to thank you, my girl. Thank you, baby. All right, Candace, we got another caller?
Let's see. Okay, yeah, thank you, Shelly. Thank you. We'll be in touch,
you.
Y'all. You're welcome. So, caller, if you have anything to say, we're waiting. We're looking for Ms. Naomi Latif. If you're on the line, please press 1 on your dial tone phone.
Okay, Mr. Naomi Bradley.
Latif. Mr. Bradley. Is there a game on tonight?
Yes, it is.
This Sunday. Okay. Well, then, you know. That makes sense. Speaking of games, tomorrow night we are having Mr. Nick Gilliard from Los Angeles. He is the founder of a league, the league basketball team. So we're having a special show tomorrow that's going to be promptly at the same time, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 6 p.m. Central Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be talking to this gentleman. It's interesting because, you know, the world amazes me on how connected we all are. At the end of the day, he was in Chicago with Nick Cannon. Was it 2 weeks ago when Nick had the food drive? He was in town and they brought bus out. They drove their bus all the way, you know, across country during the COVID, you know, time, which was a big commitment. And he was in town with him, which I found out yesterday when I spoke with him briefly to schedule his show. So we're having him on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about his league, his basketball league, and what he's doing out there and the kids. He's in the San Diego area, I believe, as well, you know, with Shelly and Robert. So that is exciting. We'll be talking to him. He couldn't be on the show tonight because he's at a league as we speak right now, and they're having a dunk contest. So that's why he couldn't make it tonight. But he'll be on the show tomorrow.
These players that he's getting, they coming from all over the world, or high school, college, where are they coming from?
I think it's a mixture. I think he is focusing on high school students. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be on the show tomorrow, and we can get some more detailed information on what he's doing and go from there. I would love to work out something where he can come back to Chicago and work with your organization, the National Betterment Association, and we can put together an event with him and have him back out. So that's something
that...
Well,
we had talked about this during the All-Star game last year. But this pandemic has really put everything on hold, helter-skelter, you know, and you just can't make no plans because you don't know what it's going to be the next day. So right now we're just in a holding pattern with that, you know. But I do have an organization, National Betterment Association, and this weekend, man, this weekend, let me say thanks to all these people. I was having a clothing drive and underwear and eating utensils for these people that were living under the expressway. My people brought me bags, and bags. I've been rolling 3 carloads of clothing and things down to these people up on the living up on. Homelessness shouldn't be. This is America. This is Chicago. We shouldn't be homeless, you know. So I'm doing whatever little part I can do. But, you know, we're going to conclude the show for tonight. I enjoyed everybody again. And I'm going to say, because they're going to call me tomorrow and say, man, I listened to your show. It amazes me that people don't want to talk. They'll listen to the show, but they don't want to talk. But I ain't mad at them, you know, because we be talking about good things and things of that nature. And we're unrehearsed, and so we go right from the hip. So, Candace, I'm going to bid you adieu and take some of that good to grow and put it on this ball spot I got and watch it grow. So it'd be like a chia pet.
Yes. Speaking of which, thank you, and everyone have a good night. Enjoy your Sunday. We'll see you back promptly tomorrow. If you want to tune in, or next Sunday, same time, same place.
Thank you.
Are you experiencing hair thinning at the hairline or balding edges due to wigs, weaves, or protective styles? Then the Good to Grow Edge Resuscitator is for you. Good to Grow's complete hair growth system strengthens the hair from the follicle, stops breakage, promotes thicker, fuller, and healthier looking hair. Good to Grow helps repair existing damage and protects against new damage from styling. Good to Grow works underneath wigs and weaves to nourish and soothe dry and itchy scalp. Good to Grow's all-natural ingredients for men, women, children, relaxed or naturals, all hair types and styles. Get Good to Grow today at goodtogrow.com. That's good, the number 2, GRO.com.
Why, John?
Wake up. It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.